Good evening. I feel real good tonight because I must be at home because they didn't have to introduce me. I'm always uncomfortable when they introduce me. But just to get up behind Brother Proud lets me know that I'm at home now amongst home folk. I won't hold you long tonight, I promise. We're gonna study a very familiar passage of Scripture. If you would, please turn your Bibles to Psalm, the 23rd chapter. And as you get there, again, I want to thank the leadership for allowing me to be here with you this morning and again on this evening. And I also want to thank the brothers who led worship up until this point, the brother who read Scripture, as well as those who are saying. I see y'all got Brother Bon over here. Y'all leave our people alone. Leave our people alone. But I'm glad, and I'm always excited. I was telling my wife on the way home, I love the spirit and the passion in which you sing. Every song that you sing is encouraging to me. But if you would turn your books, your Bibles to Psalms, the 23rd chapter, and it reads, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me. Your rod and your staff comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." How many of you have heard that scripture before? It is probably one of the most common scripture or most popular scriptures in the Bible, and it has a lot in it. And most of the time when we look at the scripture and we look at Psalms 23, we look at the 23rd Psalms from the perspective of the sheep. But I believe when we study the 23rd Psalm, we can learn more about the shepherd. So from that, I would just want to take my title, and our title for tonight's lesson is simply The Shepherd. I believe in the 23rd Psalms, we learn a lot about the shepherd, and we'll have three things that we will discuss about the shepherd. First, that the shepherd is willing and able to provide, or his provisions. Secondly, the shepherd will protect. And then, lastly, the shepherd will preserve. And we have one response. We find that in Psalms 100, which is to praise. If you would, look at the first two verses of that, and it says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." What does that mean? That means that the God has already provided everything that we need. Now, I like the language specifically in Psalms 23 because when we get to the point where he says, "I shall not want," that means that he has already provided all of the needs. Because you don't even think about your wants until your needs have been satisfied. So when we learn about the shepherd, is that God is not only willing to provide all of our needs, but he's also able to and willing to provide our wants. I think about my daughter or my son, and usually they don't ask for dessert until they are full or they have already had a meal. You know, when you think about, they don't come in tonight and say, "Daddy, I want some cake." Usually they want some food because food is what they need. And after they have been provided with their need, then they start thinking about things like ice cream and cake, their wants. Well, God is the type of God that has moved past providing us all that we need and has even begun to provide us with all of our wants. The Bible also says that he maketh me lie down in green pastures. Well, if the pastures are green, we're talking about provisions here. That means that God has already surveyed the land because he knows where green pastures are. That means that he is willing to and has already provided, or he has set provisions for us. You know, when you go, there's a profession that is called a land surveyor. And what a land surveyor does is they go out and they see what is the best land for building. We even find when we look at the story of Abraham and Lot went and surveyed and took the best land for himself. So the Bible doesn't say that that God leads us in pastures. It says that he leads me, he allows me to lay down in green pastures. That means that he has taken us and avoided all the rugged pastures. That means that he's already found out where it is most comfortable to lay in green pastures. So God is able to provide all of our, he's always has provisions for us. And he's make sure that we have no physical needs. The Bible also says that he restored my soul, which means that God does not or make sure that he provides for all of our spiritual needs. If you need to be restored, then the best place for you to go is to be with God. God has the power to and the ability, not the power and the will to provide or to restore one's soul. And then he says he leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. So you notice in verses 1 and 2 that God, the shepherd, shows us or gives us, shows that he has already provided both our physical and spiritual needs. Not only does God provide, he protects. How do we know that, Brother Mason? Because if you read in verse 3, it says, if you read in verse 3, it says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. You know, it's something to be with a friend or with a provider that is able to allow you to walk without any fear. You know, I remember when I was younger, and even to this day, and now my father is in his mid-60s, and in some areas I'm probably the stronger of the two of us. But I remember when I was young, if I was walking outside and it was dark, I was afraid. But if my father was with me, I didn't care where we were walking. I had no fear at all. He can take me down the darkest of alleys, but I had no fear at all. And the reason why I didn't have any fear was not because I was a good shepherd, a sheep, but it's because I understood the power of my shepherd. And that's the same way we have to live in our lives. Sometimes we walk in the workplace and we walk in with a certain amount of trepidation because our evaluation is coming, or because there's somebody at work that's talking about us, or there's somebody that's looking forward to doing us in. Well, the Bible says that even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. Why? Because the shepherd is with me. So that means God is not only able to provide, he's also able to protect. It says that the rod and the staff, they comfort me. Now, I think it's interesting because if you know anything about a shepherd and you know anything about a rod and a staff, there's two different ends on the rod and the staff. One end is the staff of correction. The other one is the rod. I mean, one is the staff of direction. The other one is the rod of correction. But when we are in God's arms and when we are in his care, it doesn't matter if he's directing us or correcting us, it is comforting because we trust in the shepherd. As a matter of fact, there's an old story about an African shepherd, and this is a true story, and it talks about how a shepherd in Africa, how he uses his rod and his rod and his staff. Now if you look, the staff has a hook end on it. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Okay, the hook end is designed to, if the sheep go too far, to catch them right around the neck and pull them back. Well, for the sheep, that is comforting. Why is it comforting? Because if the shepherd is not watching and the sheep is able to go out, then he is prone to be caught up into danger. Right? The wolf is outside of the shepherd. So the staff is able to grab the sheep and bring them on home. Right? And that's interesting that the Bible says, or that the psalmist says, David says, that I am comforted. I'm comforted because I know that God has a staff that directs me. Well, the other end of the staff is a straight end, and it almost has a point all the way in, and it can stick into the ground. Well, you would say, well, what does that mean? Is that to knock them above the head? No, it really is not. The way that the staff is actually designed is that shepherds in Africa, when they design this staff, they sharpen that end. And what they would do is, if a sheep by somehow began to wander, and they were getting ready to walk into a trench or walk too
sheep would know when he saw the rod and turned to go the other way.
And what that is saying is that God is not only able to provide, he's also able to protect. And he protects us with his direction and his correction. All right, so we learn a lot about the shepherd. And I don't want you to be thinking about, I don't want you to be looking at this lesson and thinking about yourself. I want you to be looking at this lesson and thinking about how wonderful the God is that you serve. Because God, this is not about the sheep. We are learning about what God is able to do in Psalms 23. And then he also says, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemy, and anoints my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. So what is he saying? He's saying that I'm not even worried when I'm in the midst of my enemies, because I know that God has, my shepherd prepares the table. And not only does he prepare the table, he anoints my head. He gives me a little something extra with oil, and my cup runneth over. Now, many times we look at the cup running over and we think about, oh, you know, we sometimes misuse that passage of scripture. We say things like, my cup running over and I'm drinking out the saucer. and we make that part of scripture be about us. Yes, but really what it's about is that in order for the cup to run over, that means the person who is pouring into the cup has more than enough to give. Yes, so this is not about the sheep, it's about the shepherd. So we serve a mighty, mighty, powerful shepherd. And then finally in verses 5 and 6, he says, not only does God provide and he protects, he also preserves. The Bible says, surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. When I think about goodness and mercy following me, and then I think about not only will goodness and mercy follow me, I love that the psalmist gave us a time frame. He said that it'll follow me all the days of my life. That means that God is able to preserve. And he says, and I'll follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord, not for a little while. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So what is that saying, Darwin? That's saying that the goodness and mercy will follow me until I die. And then after I die, I'll spend my eternity in a great place with God forevermore. That means that God is able to preserve. What do you mean by preserve? For those of you who, my grandmother used to do this. She used to get peaches and jam, and she would put them in these mason jars. And she would tie the real, real tight and put them up in the closet. And we usually didn't eat those things right away. They would sit for a little bit. And when we pulled them out, we would eat these whatever it was, if it was orange or blackberry or whatever it was. And when they put it up like that, that's not called jelly. That's called preserves. And what it is that she took it and she tightened it up in a jar that was able to keep the air out so it would not rot. See, now you can put it in some other jars and it won't work. It has to be the right jar. And then what ends up happening is not only do they keep the flavor, but it makes the flavor even better as it rests because it is preserved. That's the way God has done us. God has sanctified us. That means he's put us aside. And when he put us aside, he not only allowed us to be okay, he makes us better because we're preserved by him. So, what is the message? The message is that the shepherd has all the power, and we should be comforted in and excited to be followers of the shepherd. Why? Because the shepherd provides, point number one, verses 1 to 2. The shepherd protects, point number 2, verses 3 and 4. And the shepherd preserves. And what I love about God is that anytime God does wonderful things for us, there's always a response. We've learned about the shepherd. Now, what should the sheep do? The Bible says a good parallel passage to this is Psalms 100. Psalms 100 says, make a joyful noise to the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God, and is he who has made us. And we ourselves, We are people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. So if you are proud and you are excited about the shepherd that you have, then when you wake up tomorrow morning, you should be willing to praise him. Don't worry about what the world will throw at you, because the shepherd's already taken care of it. He's already found the green pastures. He's already prepared the table in the midst of your enemies. All we have to do is praise. There's a story, because I want everyone to not only be able to know the Psalms, but I want you to be able to know the shepherd. There's a story about a man, two men, who came to interview for a position as a preacher. And they had a simple job. Their job was not to preach a long lesson. They just had to quote the 23rd Psalms. And the first man got up, it's a younger man, and he got up and he quoted the 23rd Psalms. And when he got finished quoting the 23rd Psalms, the people stood on their feet and they clapped. Woo! Man, this guy's really did it. Wow. He quoted the 23rd Psalms. Well, after the young man quoted the 23rd Psalms, the older man, the more seasoned man, got up and he did the same thing. He quoted the 23rd Psalms. And after he finished the 23rd Psalms, there wasn't a dry eye in the room. And everyone was crying. And it was almost a somber moment, but everybody, it was just a moving moment. And afterwards, the elders got together and they offered the job to the older gentleman. And one of the members came, and he came to him. He said, "Brother Proud, I just want to know why you guys chose the second speaker, the older gentleman, to be the minister." And Brother Proud and the elders looked at him, and they said, "Well, the first minister, he sure knew the Psalms, and he was able to articulate the Psalms, and that was good. But the second minister knew the shepherd." And that's what we need to do. We need to know the shepherd. Some of you might be struggling right now, and your relationship with the shepherd is a little distant. We invite you right now to know the shepherd. If you are a member, if you're not a member of the body of Christ, we give you the same invitation. We invite you to walk hand in hand with the God who provides, protects, and preserves.